back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The Civil War in the Republican Party continues, on the one hand, between the Trump acolytes who attack our democracy, try to overturn elections, and the rest of them are conventional Republicans, conservative, but patriots, willing to abide by the results of a democratically conducted election. Start in Georgia. In Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, remember him? Brad Raffensperger, Republican Secretary of State, conservative, voted for Trump. Typical Georgia Republican, except for one thing. When the vote came in, Biden had won by about roughly 14,000 votes. That's out of millions cast, razor thin margin. So they conducted a recount. The recount showed that Biden won by the same amount. By the way, when they recounted at the Republican request in Wisconsin, just Dane County and Milwaukee County trying to upend the Democratic vote, the margin, Biden actually picked up a couple hundred votes. One of the problems for people with recounts is the guy that won may actually get a few more votes. Anyway, 14,000, no way that gets overturned. So Brad Raffensperger and the rest said, we're going to recount it again. They recounted it again, got the same result. Then Brad Raffensperger said, we're going to recount it a third time and by hand. We're going to hire people. They're going to sit there and they're going to look at all the ballots by hand and any of the mail-ins and so forth by hand. It took a long time, it was expensive. And it was still the same result. So Brad Raffensperger was about to certify the election on behalf of Georgia, as is required to do by Georgia law. Trump said, you shouldn't certify it. There was fraud. Raffensperger said, look, I'm a Republican. I voted for you. But there wasn't fraud. And this is what it is. And Trump called him. Raffensperger taped the call, fortunately. And Trump said, I've lost by, and he said something like 11,787 votes, something like that. Whatever it was, somewhere, whatever the amount was, Trump said, find one more vote than that. Find 11,788 votes, or, you know, whatever it was, between 11 and 14,000. Essentially saying, cook them up. Forge them. And Raffensperger said, Mr. President, with all respect, I can't do that. And for that, Trump blasted him, urged that he be beaten in the election. He's up again in 2022. He just announced that he's running again for office. And I'm delighted to see that because he's a Republican, but he's a man of honor. And he stood up to the forces that tried to overturn the election. Now, will he win? He already has primary opponents. And Trump is supporting at least one of them. And their whole campaign is Brad Raffensperger is not loyal to Donald Trump. Well, hey, I got news. Brad Raffensperger is loyal to the U.S. Constitution that was drafted by our founding fathers, passed by the colonies. It's over 230 years old. That's what he's loyal to, and that's what I'm loyal to. In Georgia, you have really a referendum on what people are loyal to. Are they loyal to the Constitution? Are they loyal to a cult leader, the cult of Trump? So stand by. That will play out between now and the primary in Georgia, 2022, more than a year away. Going to Wisconsin, something very similar. There was a congressman named Reed Ribble. You may remember him. He served several terms in the Congress, House of Representatives, Republican, moderate, from the Green Bay area. Northeastern Wisconsin, affable guy. I never met him, but seemed affable. He just signed a letter co-signed by more than 150 other Republicans. It's entitled A Call for American Renewal. and it calls for a new Republican Party, getting rid of the cult of Trump, reaffirming their loyalty to the Constitution, to democracy, to abiding by lawfully elected people after elections. Or in the alternative, they'll start a third party, which would end up killing the Republican Party. Although in the long run, it would be very similar to the evolution of parties that's happened in our history. In the 1840s, there was the Whig Party, W-H-I-G. It had nothing to do with what you put on your head. It was sort of the more liberal of the two parties. It fell apart in the 1850s, and a bunch of people got together, and some called themselves Republicans, some nativists, some the Know-Nothing Party, some abolitionists, swirl of emotions, and they all got together under the Republican name and Abraham Lincoln. And that's the party we have now, except it stopped being the party of Lincoln a long time ago. So Reed Ribble in Wisconsin signed that letter. None of the Republican congressmen in Wisconsin signed it. None of the active ones. Ron Johnson didn't sign it. I'm less, you know, they're all formers, you know, former senator, former this, former that, former the other one. Some people said to me, Matt, you know, it's too bad. None of the present ones have the guts to sign it. And I would say this. If you're an incumbent senator or a member of the House, signing letters is cheap and easy. Taking the tough vote, doing the right thing is hard. There are a number of Republicans now who are very good, loyal to the Constitution, who are taking the tough vote. Mitt Romney voted to convict Donald Trump twice. Once on the Ukraine impeachment and once on the insurrection impeachment. Something like, I don't know, seven or eight of them voted to convict Donald Trump on the insurrection impeachment. They took the tough votes. Liz Cheney has been magnificent. She's very conservative. She's a Wyoming Republican. She's much more conservative than Trump, and she's much more conservative than Lee Stefanik, the woman that took her place from New York. But she doesn't mince any words. She said, look, that election occurred. That election occurred. She voted for Trump, but that election occurred. I stand with the Constitution. That's what she said. I stand with the Constitution. For that, there are primary opponents out there. She's been censured by some Republican elements in Wyoming. Trump has supported her opponent, said she's a warmonger and a fool. A lot of his diction sort of comes from Kim Jong-un, stupid things. I mean, old-fashioned rhetoric that went out of line 40, 50 years ago. Warmonger and fool. I mean, come on. I like her a lot because of her constitutional stance, not because of any issues. And you have people like Brad Reffensperger, Liz Cheney, Reed Ribble, doing the right thing. You have people like that. The civil war in the Republican Party continues. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, Raffensperger, yes, he did that. This loyalty to Trump thing, flipping the vote, was a bridge too far. But let's remember, he purged a lot of probably lawful voters from the polls down there in Georgia, as did Brian Kemp, the governor, when he was, you know, doing that. Secretary of State, you know, that's why Kemp is governor and Stacey Abrams isn't, is because he to get rid of all those voters. And it's been bandied around, you know, the attempts to do a new constitutional convention. And I can think of no words wiser than how Alexander Hamilton ended the Federalist Papers in 85. I dread the more the consequences of new attempts, because I know that powerful individuals in this and other states are enemies to a general national government in every possible shape. I mean, that these, you know, that this is all tied into, you know, the new Republican fascism, that they want to replace the republic with something different, a theocratic state, and that I remember reading in the history books it was a Christian nation. Well, the only Christianity that some of them wanted to accept was, you know, their puritanical or a Protestant Christianity. They, you know, Catholics were persona non grata. For goodness sakes, Christmas was illegal in New England until later, this past the 19th century had turned.
Right. No, that's a lot of far-reaching history. I want to reaffirm one thing you said before we forget it, because this should be reemphasized to everybody, and that is that Brad Reffensperger, even though he certified the election, he did throw several hundred thousand people off the voting rolls in Atlanta, in Democratic areas. Stacey Abrams only lost by 40,000 votes. And the fact of the matter is that I hope we have a good Democrat against him. But in the Republican primary, I'd rather have him than some yahoo who says he's loyal to Trump. Go to the line. Slammer Madison, my friend. We have little time before the break. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. You probably know better than anyone I know history regarding the smear campaigns and the shamelessness of discrediting somebody like Liz Cheney. I mean, regardless of what her political ideologies were prior to this, we're starting to find a kinship with people like her and Michael Cohen for finally breaking through and reflecting an honest appraisal of what's going on. And this is Donald Trump, what I've seen, was the master of projection, deflection, lies, and deceit. And it seems like the Republicans have just decided to take his playbook and expand it onto their own. Comments, please?
Yeah, no, I think that you raise a lot of good points. And it is true that a lot of the Republicans are emulating Trump, not just in ideology to suck up to him, but in tactics, you know, the big lie. If you say it often enough, people agree with it, especially if it's a big deal. They say it's a fraudulent election. And, you know, people who don't follow the news much and don't think about politics much will continue to say stuff like that. That's corrosive. That's like an acid that eats at the foundation. And that's why it's important that not only on this radio station, but in everywhere you talk to, you just say, instead of conceding anything because it's false, you simply say, even anything, you say, that's simply false. It's a lie, and they're subverting the Constitution. Listen, thanks for calling, Slammer. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789.